There are value-added services that a robot cannot provide in a warehouse today. And for example, that is returns. I get a box returned from an e-commerce customer, and I need to open the box and figure out what was the damage, what the customer actually claimed, was it really what it was supposed to be. A robot is nowhere close to getting to that part of the value-added services.
This is Kotecki on Tech. I am James Kotecki here with Vic Pavate, CEO and founder of Losix. Vic, welcome to the show.
Hi, James. Thanks for having us over.
All right. So, Vic, Losix, on your company LinkedIn page, it says Losix is digitizing the physical world. And it seems like that's especially focused on warehouses, like you're helping warehouses understand and digitally represent everything that's in them and how everything in them moves around so that can become more efficient and more automated. Something kind of came to mind as I was reading it. It was like, oh, these guys make it easier for warehouses to use robots. And I'm sure that's very much oversimplified, but am I in the ballpark there?
Yeah, so to start with, you know, we are digitizing large, complex physical spaces. So that goes beyond warehouse and logistics. We also aspire to serve, opportunities in factories, hospitals, essentially very large spaces. And the second part then is that within the context of logistics, you're right, we are looking at, digitizing the physical space by tracking workers, assets, inventory, and also robots. But we go beyond the robots. We are specifically very excited about augmenting the existing workforce and the assets to make the existing and emerging logistics facilities, distribution centers more efficient and productive beyond just the robots.
What you're doing is not just to make, robots more efficient or kind of pave the way for more robots in factories, which we all know are coming, and we've seen examples of that with places like Amazon, but also to make people inside these facilities more efficient. Has that been an evolution for you as far as messaging and understanding of kind of how advanced robots are?
In logistics specifically, we were surprised that, it's going to take a really long time for robots to actually get fully deployed for this vision of, fully automated warehouse. And there are lots of reasons for that. One is, the robots are not that intelligent. We have a long way to go in actually, gripping and grabbing things and doing that in a way that would not damage these goods that we are shipping to customers. The second part is that the technology is evolving really fast. So when people make decisions to deploy expensive CapEx, they need to think of a horizon of 5 to 7 years. Unfortunately, the contracts in logistics don't last that long. So while a company like e-commerce companies like Amazon and JD.com can afford to potentially deploy their own solutions in their own warehouses, rest of the industry, call it contract logistics, is not there. And then on top of it, you have, a variety of, what surprised me more so than anything else was the urbanization of e-commerce. That really took me by surprise as to how close, because of instant gratification, for the consumer, I need to get really close to their homes. And that does not allow me to go and use the kind of robotic systems that potentially could be used in very large warehouses. The urbanization causes that transformation of, I need my workers to be a lot more productive and also work out a scheme that's a win-win between the workers and these kinds of companies. And that was a big change from where we started in 2015.
So talk to me a little bit more about how you make workers and humans more effective. You do all this analytics and you're tracking people and you're tracking the motion of goods and how people interact with those things. And you're getting all this data. How does that data then become an insight? And how does that insight then feed back into the person who's actually walking the floor to tell them to do something different?
Essentially, at the highest level, you first provide the users within this environment a locate API that they can use to effectively understand how things are moving within their facility. Once you do that in the context of workers, I want to reduce the amount of distance that they travel. Mm-hmm. You are under incredible stress. It's a very stressful environment. Forklifts moving by, things moving by. Things changing all the time. Things getting delayed. If you can allow the workers to navigate more effectively, efficiently, and reduce the amount of distance, that will go down a long way. That in fact turns out to be one of the things that workers find most beneficial with our solution, that I will be able to walk less to do the same amount of work. Reducing errors, reducing distance, making them understand where exactly they can participate in cooperating in a team potentially. So this idea of collaboration then starts to emerge, that I'm closer, I'll pick this up, or this is something I need to do before I do something else. That becomes a lot more meaningful rather than just trying to make a human more roboticized.
Does it look like basically an app on a phone or a tablet that's effectively assigning them the next task? Is that the user interface that the individual is getting? Is it on some kind of an app?
That's correct. So they will, potentially have they typically have handheld devices that they can carry. I mean, ideally that could be a ruggedized version of a phone or a tablet. But then we also see, over the next few years, it's already started to come in as having voice activation, where people wear headsets and they get, notifications and then you can go to the next part, which is, you can imagine an AR device that a person wears that'll not only show them what's, because they have this rich location data, they can also see where they're going. There's also safety improvements because now they can see what's behind an aisle or behind an area, which, something that they would not have been able to do before. Another area beyond the user interface is, I'm a really big fan of cobots, the cooperative robots that follow you or augment the worker. So instead of carrying 3 40-pound items that they would have to go back and forth a few times, now the cobot can follow them. You can drop this thing off and then it goes off and does its own thing. So this idea of, just having a purely roboticized, just a mundane environment that just keeps on doing something in a repetitive environment, I think we are trying to promote an environment where it's much more richer, there's more cooperation, there's more teamwork, and these user interfaces then start to evolve and become more similar to what we are used to in the emerging environment with voice and AR and also with the traditional handheld devices.
In an augmented reality scenario, you could conceivably start to gamify things as well. I can imagine things like colorful graphics and points and leaderboards. And, if you touch a box, it magically explodes into sparks or something like that. And like Mario, the game Super Mario or something. Do you think about powering things like that?
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of direction we want to go to. It has changed so much. Now, right now, I won't take the name of the customer we work with, but it's fascinating. They have dance parties. They have exciting, every shift transitions into the other shift with an exciting, excitement going on. This is what we achieved and this is what we did. And so it's like, it's more cooperative, more interactive than in the past where, when I first started going in 2014, people would just come in, clock in and clock out. A lot of, at least the contract logistics companies are evolving to the point where we need to empower our workforce, train them better, provide them a better career development plan. And all of this will go in that direction of making that work a lot more exciting.
And I imagine it makes just the whole situation a lot more meaningful for the individuals on the ground doing that work, right? I mean, beyond just, anything that would be hokey, potentially about gamification or dance parties or anything, just like literally knowing what you're doing, having a little bit more information adds a lot more meaning to people's experience.
And I started my career in a factory, right? I used to work in a company called Applied Materials, and they were, they provide some of the most advanced tools for semiconductor equipment manufacturing. And it's fascinating to watch, that it's the most automated factories in the world. I mean, you're dealing with product that costs millions of dollars, and it is unbelievable how the visibility in the actual operating environment is so different from what corporate actually knows about. And so as a result, you have so much inefficiency, and there's so much frustration within the worker force that what am I doing here? Why am I standing here for something that the tools are not here, the work is not well defined. I need some cooperation. I need some help. I maybe need some help. Need some training. And so, if we can enable the workers to become, and that's a big transition that I made between 2015 and 2019, is that we are absolutely excited about robots. I mean, we track robots. We are you can use our location technology on all kinds of robots to improve their movement within these kind of facilities. But what has changed is that now I see, wow, we got all these 36 million workers that if we can, in the U.S. or I think in the U.S. for in the logistics industry, and it'll keep on increasing. I mean, you go from a traditional distribution center to an e-commerce facility, the number of workers go up by 10x. And so while I understand that the robots are also important, I mean, I don't want, there are specific things that are that a robot could will do much better, and we should definitely move in that direction. But the concept of AI and spatial data, really to empower the workers, that is a huge transition that I made sometime, a few years ago.
So it sounds like you are firmly planted in the camp of being excited about robots, but very much wanting to help empower human workers. But I wonder, because you're in this industry, is there anyone in the industry, I don't know, if a competitor of yours or clients of yours, or are there folks who do talk seriously about complete automation of warehouses, complete automation of factories? And what kind of timeline, is there any kind of industry consensus around the timeline when that would take place? Because, of course, the robots are getting better.
And they will. And we are very excited about contributing to that aspect of their evolution and emergence as well. For example, there are a number of companies that have and that have announced, I believe, fully automated warehouses, right? So there's some in Japan, there's some in China, I think one in the UK. And so this vision definitely is going to be driven by the need for, replacing certain type of workers in certain types of operations. Obviously, demographics is a big issue, specifically in countries where the population is just, reducing. And if I look at 10, 20 years from now, their population growth, is not in aligned with where this need for additional workers is coming from. On the flip side, though, it's not a vision that I think will happen in the next, 10 years. Of a large preponderance of fully automated warehouses. There are value-added services that a robot cannot provide in a warehouse today. And for example, that is returns. I get a box returned from an e-commerce customer, and I need to open the box and figure out what was the damage, what the customer actually claimed, was it really what it was supposed to be? And these are all like fragmented items that come back. A robot is nowhere close to getting to that part of the value-added services that a logistics provider will be able to address today. Like I may have to clean certain things before they go to a consumer, or I may have to clean something before they go to an industrial industrial parts for a certain operation. So all of those things are not going to get automated in the near future, and so the concept of certain types of e-commerce facilities or distribution centers becoming fully automated, yes, but full automation in the next 10 years seems unlikely.
And is that almost a secret weapon for your company? There's that 10% of things that robots just can't do, and as other people are really struggling to get that last 10% or that last mile or whatever it is, if you're on the other side just trying to make the human beings more efficient, is that where you see the bulk of the opportunity in the near term? Because that's one place where we know how to make them much more efficient, just given the technology that's already available.
That's the contrarian position that I think we have taken, is that while we are big supporters of robot and we have investors in the company who are, literally the world's leading robot manufacturers. And while they will leverage our technology to enhance what they're supposed to be doing, I'm now in the position that we have all these tens of millions of workers. How can we provide them technology that not only addresses them to cooperate and fulfill and become make the job more fulfilling, but also you have the seasonal worker that essentially is not going to get eliminated, and we can train them better with technology, give them more things that let them kind of enjoy the job. And so this idea that the worker has become our core focus is something that, to be honest with you, 5 years ago would not have been on my, would have been something I would have thought about.
All right. Humans strike back. This is very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. and of course, supporting robots too.
Yes. Vic Pavate, CEO and founder of Losix. Thank you so much for joining me today on Kotecki on Tech.
Thanks, James. Appreciate the opportunity.